I vote Hayden and Tamika up. You both can do your appropriate Bible readings. Hayden's going to go first. I'll stand up here just to be an encouragement to these, especially to Hayden, his first time. Tamika's been up here heaps, but there's always those nerves too.
Today's reading will be from Matthew 5 to 13. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father, who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And the next reading is from Philippians 4, verse 4. One of the gems was supposed to read, but they were all too anxious. So we're looking forward to hearing what Reuben has to say today about being anxious. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you.
Thanks. Thanks, Hayden and Tamika, and I invite Reuben to come on up.
Thanks, Phil. So nice to have Gems and Cadets Sunday. It's really special that we can recognize what you guys do during the week. We often don't get to see that, but it's really nice to see some videos and sing some of your songs and hear about what you guys are doing. And we want you to know that you're a really important part of our church. You're really special to us. And this morning, I want to especially speak to people in Gems and Cadets and the other young people in the room. Now, we won't kick the adults out, yeah? We'll let them stay, but they can eavesdrop if they want, but I want to talk to you guys in particular. And we're going to talk this morning about worry. Do you worry? Do you ever get anxious? I do. It's often when I lie down in bed at night and I start trying to fall asleep that I realize how anxious I am. You know, my mind is just spinning and I'm just thinking about all these things and I'm thinking about how much work I have to do, and sometimes I worry about Sean and Ravi and my family. Sometimes I worry about being a pastor and I don't feel capable of that. Sometimes I worry about what people think of me. I wonder what it is for you. There are lots of things in life that can make us anxious and afraid and stressed and worried. Maybe it's your schoolwork. Maybe it's your grades. There's something that you just don't understand, something that you're struggling with, or you're worried about how it might affect your future. Maybe it's your relationships with other people that make you anxious. Issues with your friends, bullying, just struggling to fit in at school. Or maybe it's struggles at home and there's even tension between your parents. That can be stressful. Maybe you're stressed about your body image, or your mental health. Sometimes we can get anxious about the state of the world. You know, you just hear so much about politics, about climate change. Did you know a recent study in America found that more than half of teenagers are worried about climate change? It's called climate anxiety. Young people today are more worried than almost any other generation in history. And do you know why? There's one big culprit. It's the internet. Because you guys know so much about what is going on in the world. You are bombarded with problems and disasters and threats. And yet the crazy thing is they're almost all completely beyond your control. Right? And the only thing we can do is worry about them. Maybe for you it's nothing in particular, it's just the future, it's the unknown. Maybe you just have this general fear of bad things happening, that maybe someone you love will die, or maybe you're scared of your own death, or of your salvation. You worry about whether or not you're really a Christian. You worry about your sin, you worry about eternity. Or maybe it's just something really simple, but serious, like being scared of the dark, being scared of birds, being scared of being in busy public places. Maybe you get anxious when you're alone. Maybe you get anxious when you're around other people. Maybe it's both. Well, this morning, I want you to know that you're not alone. I struggle with this too. In fact, a lot of adults in the room right now are nodding their heads. Even Paul, who wrote the book of Philippians, he had lots of things to be worried about. He was stuck in prison, and he wasn't sure if he was going to get out or if he was going to be executed. That would have me worried. And he was worrying about all these other churches that he was caring for and that he couldn't visit. In fact, it's amazing how often in the Bible it talks about fear and worry and anxiety. It just keeps coming up again and again and again. And that is because God knows that humans struggle with this. He gets it. He understands. And so I want you to know that you're not alone. But there's also something else I want you to know. I want you to know that there is hope. There is a solution. Did you know that there is actually a cure for anxiety? And it's not just thinking positive thoughts or learning to practice steady breathing, even though some of those things can be helpful. I'm talking about a cure that is incredibly powerful. It can absolutely transform your life, and yet it's so simple. It's so simple you can do it right now where you're sitting. Here it is. We read it before. These are the verses that are your theme for the year, and we're going to read them together. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. If you have a Bible with you, you can open it up if you like. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Did you notice how Paul begins? He says, do not be anxious about anything. And that's a command. Don't be anxious. And for some of us, this command might actually make us feel more anxious. Because we feel afraid that, well, we can't obey it, or we feel guilty. Because we can't stop being fearful. But think about this. There are two ways I could give this command. I could say, do not be anxious about anything. Or I could say, don't be anxious about anything. Which do you think it is in this passage? Well, look at what Paul says just before this. The four words before, the Lord is near. Isn't that beautiful? It's like a dad, he comes into your room at night when you've had a bad dream and he wraps his arms around you and he says, I'm here, you're safe, don't be anxious about anything. Our Heavenly Father is full of grace and understanding. He's totally aware of everything going on. And he says, don't be anxious. I know how often you get worried, but you don't need to. So if you've been thinking thoughts recently, like, oh, I can't help it. I guess I'm just an anxious person. I guess I always will be. Then you need to hear God say to you, there is help. There is a cure. It's possible to deal with your anxiety. Well, okay, what is this cure? Paul says, do not be anxious about anything, but instead, pray. Pray. That's it. What do we pray about? About everything. Paul says, in every situation, present your requests to God. He uses a few different words for prayer here. He talks about prayer and petition and requests, but there's not a lot of difference between them all. What he's really saying is just bring everything to God. All your worries and your concerns and your requests and your problems and your needs, bring them all to God. Because God's not stingy and he's not grumpy and he's not reluctant. He's bending down to listen. He already knows what you need, but he wants to hear your quivering little voice. My little voice. I love it when I find free Wi-Fi. I was in Launceston in town the other day, and I found free Wi-Fi. It was awesome. But I wonder, do you feel like you have free access to God anytime about anything? You know, God isn't like a grumpy teacher who says, no talking, no questions, just get on with it. You don't have to tentatively put up your hand and say, oh, God, sorry, it's me again. Sorry to bother you. God doesn't think of you as an annoying fly buzzing around him that he wishes he could just swat away. He is always interested. He's always available. He's never asleep. He's never too busy for you. He's never in a bad mood. He never says, is that it? Is that what you interrupted me for? He's so glad to hear from you. It brings him joy. It honors him. It pleases him. So Paul says the cure to being anxious about anything is to pray about everything. But why? Why pray? What happens when we pray? Well, prayer puts things in perspective. Prayer puts things into perspective. I read a story this week about a girl who wrote to her parents from uni. This is the letter that she wrote. Dear Mum and Dad, just thought I'd drop you a note to let you know what's going on. I've fallen in love with a guy called Jim. He quit high school in year 11 to get married, but it didn't work out. He's been divorced for about a year now. Jim and I have been dating for a few months, and we plan to get married in summer. Until then, I've decided to move into his apartment. I hate to admit it, but I'm having a problem with drugs. Also, I think I'm pregnant. So anyway, I dropped out of uni last week, even though I am hoping to finish my degree one day in the future. And then as the parents turned the letter over, they read this. Mum and Dad, I want you to know that everything I've written so far is false. None of it is true. But it is true that I got a C in French and that I failed a math test. I just wanted to put things in perspective. Sometimes our worries and our anxieties can seem so big that they blind us. They can seem bigger than they really are. And prayer helps us to put things into perspective. Let's do a little experiment for a minute. Okay, take your hand and put it over your eyes so it covers them. Your hand is so big that you can't see right now. Now take it away and just hold it out in front of you. Now your hand doesn't look so big, does it? You can see it, but you can also see a lot of other things around you, can't you? When we're overwhelmed by problems and fears, praying helps us to get perspective. What is that perspective? It's that God is enormous and awesome and totally in control, so we don't need to be worried. Prayer, it lifts our eyes up to God and it invites God into our situation. You know how boats have anchors and they drop them to the ocean floor and it keeps the boat in its place even during a storm? Well, prayer is like an anchor for your life. It anchors you to God. If you just try and think positive thoughts or work harder or just distract yourself with TikTok, that's not very secure. That's kind of like dropping your anchor and just letting it hook into some seaweed. But when you pray, you're attaching your anchor to the eternal, solid as a rock, super loving life of God Himself. And I think that's why Paul adds, I don't know if you noticed this, he adds, pray with thanksgiving. He's talking about prayers and petitions and requests, but he adds, with thanksgiving. As we pray about anything and everything, Paul also wants us to remember to give thanks. God, thank you that I can pray to you. Thank you that you're listening. Thank you that you're in control, even though I'm not. Thank you that your plans are always good, even when I can't see what's going on. Thank you most of all for my Savior Jesus, who loves me, who forgives me, who protects me from death. Thank you that I have nothing to fear. Isn't that a great thing to see when we're anxious? To stop and see our blessings, to notice how God has blessed us and to thank Him for that. It's like taking your hands away from your eyes. When you find reasons to thank God, it helps you to get perspective. Okay. We've talked about the problem of anxiety and we've talked about the solution, which is to pray. There's one more thing we need to talk about. There's an amazing promise that comes in verse 7. Paul says, here's what happens when you pray to God about everything. I'll read it again. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. What happens when we pray? We find peace. We're no longer anxious, but we're peaceful. And I'm sorry, but I actually can't explain how that works. No one can. You can't study it under a microscope. Because Paul says that this peace transcends all understanding. But there's one thing we do know about it. It's real. Prayer really works. You know, this week I've been asking quite a few people here at Riverbank about this passage and what they think. And you know the most common thing that people said to me when I talked about this verse? They just said, oh, it's so true. It works. It really works. When you bring everything to God in prayer, it really does give you peace. And young people, I want you to know that this morning, that you are surrounded here by adults who get stressed and get anxious and have problems. But time and again, they have found peace when they've prayed. Again and again, they've experienced that God really is there and He really does give us peace when we pray. But did you notice, it doesn't say, pray and God will give you everything you ask for. It says, pray and God will give you peace. It's not peace because suddenly everything's easy and all your problems just vanished. It's peace because even though things are hard, God is with you. It says God is guarding you. I love that picture, being guarded by peace. It's like an army of soldiers outside your front door. Peace. Or like one of those huge inflatable balls. Have you seen them? You blow them up with air. You climb inside and you can roll down a hill in this kind of big bubble and nothing can touch you. I don't know what the future holds. Neither do you. I'm sure it's going to have challenges. But if you trust in Jesus, you're completely safe. Not even death can hurt you. With Jesus, you're never alone. We sang it in the songs at the start that we always have a friend that we can talk to in Jesus. And he's not a friend who just says, oh, that sucks. I'm sorry that that's so hard. That must be really tough. No, this friend owns the universe. He's the Lord. He knows what's going to happen in 2050. He knows how many days you're going to live. And he knows exactly what's going to happen on every one of those days already. That's crazy. He's got it all sorted out. You can trust him. No wonder Paul says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. We're about to wrap up, but before we do, I want to stop for a moment and I want to ask you a question. What things are you worrying about at the moment? Just think to yourself, what comes to mind? What bubbles up? What's making you anxious? What are you concerned about for tomorrow, for next week, for next year? Whatever just popped into your head, I want you to know that God really cares about that. He really, really cares. 1 Peter 5 says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. And God doesn't just say, stop worrying, snap out of it. That's like lying in bed when your brain is going 100 k's an hour and just being like, stop it, go to sleep. It doesn't work, does it? Instead, God gives us something practical to do, something simple but really powerful. He says, bring it to me. Talk to me about it, all of it. So I want to ask you a question. When did you last take the time to really pray about all the things that you're worrying about? When was the last time that you went through those worries and those burdens one by one and you just handed them all over to God? I'll give you that, I'll give you that, I'll give you that, I'll give you that. Maybe it's something you can do at night when you're in bed before you go to sleep. Maybe you want to write these things in a journal. You can look back and see how God's been answering your prayers. Or maybe you just want to start talking to God more during the day, whenever things come up, whenever things make you anxious. And sometimes it's actually a struggle to pray for ourselves, isn't it? Sometimes we just can't find the words. And that's so great, isn't it, that God gives us each other. You know that this command was given to a church, not just an individual. God gives us each other. And if you're struggling, why not reach out to your parents or your GEMS and cadets leaders or someone at church or just a friend? And I know that they would absolutely love to pray with you. After the service, Phil and I, we're going to be up the front. And if there's anything you want to talk about, anything you want prayer for, do just come up. Come up and chat to us. It'd be really nice. As we finish this, let's remember, the power of prayer is not in what you say or how nicely you say it. The power is in the one that you pray to. You don't even have to know the answer to any of the problems. You don't even have to know what to pray for. You just lay it all out before God. The power isn't in your prayer. It's in the one you pray to. Let's pray to God now. Lord God, thank you that you know that we are weak and often anxious and stressed about life. There's so much in life that we can't control. And as we get older, we find that out more and more. But we thank you that you understand what's going on in our lives and you care about it. And you want us to talk to you, to bring everything to you. We thank you that you are a Father who loves to hear us. Hear our little voices, hear our prayers, hear our worries. And we thank you that when we pray, you give us peace. Peace that guards our hearts. Even when life continues to be hard, that we know we're safe and we're loved because we are in Jesus Christ. So, Lord, I want to pray for every one of these kids here today and ask, Lord, that you would give them peace as they pray to you. And pray that whatever comes up in their lives, they would know that you care, that they would keep running to you, keep finding hope and comfort and peace in you. We thank you, Lord, that you hear our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.